Welcome back to Nerdament. I am Hayden. I'm here as per usual with
Aaron
and
Victoria.
And we are here today to bring you some Star Wars characters, and we're going to make fights for the next round. So it's going to be exciting. Everybody excited? I'm excited.
Woo.
Excite.
Woo. I'm a solemn excitement.
I would like everybody to know, thanks to you, the viewers, at home.
That was uncomfortable.
Silence.
Thanks to you, the viewers, at home.
I'm so sorry if you have headphones on.
We, as a podcaster, in the top 10% of listeners, what's the best way to say it? Like, we're in the top 10% of podcasts. We're in the top 10% most listened to podcasts in the world. I know that it's only 10%. But we keep growing. We keep getting more and more listens every episode. So thank you for continuing to come back, people in Germany.
Yeah, because you don't have to.
Guy or woman, man or woman in Ohio that listens to us every week.
Or non-binary.
Yes, whoever you may be. Human being. In Ohio. We get, actually, the last few episodes, we've gotten a decent amount of listens from Brazil.
Oh hey. Welcome to Brazil.
Ciao. Yeah.
That's Italian.
I tried, okay?
You chose a romantic language.
I'm gonna look it up.
While you're looking it up, I'm gonna berate you verbally. You chose a romantic language and you failed. There's no shame in that. There's some shame in that. Yeah. Yeah, it happened. You took a shot. How long is this going to take?
Como estás?
I don't know. Or I can just say, hi, how are you doing?
Because we speak English for tuning in. Anyway.
Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, he said
we love you. Thank you for everything you guys have done for us so far. We're about to have a website. If you keep an eye out on our social medias, I will announce it when it's up and going, ready to be scrutinized. So, yeah, just keep an eye out for that. It's going to have all of our episodes on there and a place for you guys to talk to us. And
Yeah. Definitely talk to us.
Yeah, we might run a blog on there.
We're so lonely.
No, Aaron's lonely.
And somebody here might run a blog on the website, so
Yeah, Yaddle hasn't contacted him yet.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Yaddle, dude.
Yeah, she's still out there in the woods somewhere.
don't worry, guys.
I think any chance y'all
think... She'll come back.
I think any chance y'all think I had with Yaddle was ruined when I said that she makes me uncomfortable.
Nah, she didn't. She must not have been a very big fan of that.
I thought that was your thing.
If she was a fan of that, I'd be more worried about her mental health.
Yeah, we have a... interestingly, we have a white... Russian Yoda today.
What? That's a thing?
Think about it, Aaron. He does. He look like him, don't he?
Yeah, I always knew that. That's just a weird way to...
He's a male-ish... He's a human-looking person.
With stitch ears.
And he has a Russian accent, and he's got, like, stitch ear things.
We lost one.
Yeah. But I never even gave Aaron a chance. Aaron, why are we here?
So, for those of y'all that have not watched this before, me and Hayden created a 128C tournament using Star Wars characters.
Stop it!
I am really sorry to headphone users.
I almost choked on that one.
That's for good reason. Karma. That was karma.
You deserve that. So, we used Jedi, Sith...
That's your fault.
And for someone who's unkillable, he'd really be trying to die.
He do. He's just like, I'm out, dog.
We use Jedi, Sith, and miscellaneous, most of them Mandalorians and bounty hunters. So, basically, me and Hayden present to each of us present a different character. We argue with each other. Maybe we're getting to the point where the matchups are actually good now. Yeah. And then Victoria renders the final judgment.
The first round of these things tends to be like some arguing, some like...
Yeah, they lose.
Other things. That we talk about that aren't even, like, don't pertain to this
at
all.
We've already done one in this episode already.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, the tangents?
Yeah, the tangents. Not the math tangent, which is sine over cosine, or sine over cosine, or cosine over sine. It's been a while since I've taken math.
I don't want to go back to
line intersects at one point.
Yeah.
How about we just hop off of that?
All right. let's just get into it, Aaron. What we got?
Well, I think we should start with Mara Jade.
All right, let's do that.
Or rather, I'm lower seat. So.
Yep, Aaron, who do you have fighting Mara Jade?
I have.
Who do you have losing to Mara Jade?
I have Dengar.
All right.
He's older than Mara Jade. He came out in The Empire Strikes Back in 1980. There's in each time, in each world-building thing, where there's somebody that's part of the underworld, as they explore the underworld, there's always a character that is just cutthroat, is their personality trait. Like, they're willing to betray anyone for the right amount of price. If you've watched Game of Thrones...
Yosemite Sam.
If you watched Game of Thrones...
am I wrong?
Yeah, if you've watched Game of Thrones, because that's on my mind right now.
Because he's rewatching Game of Thrones.
I finished it.
You already finished it?
Yeah, I finished it, like, earlier today.
Without us?
No, we wasn't watching it with you.
Sir Bronn of the Blackwater.
Except for the part where he was, like, one of the more loyal characters in thing.
His thing was always, whenever they tried to get him to kill somebody that he was friends with, it was just like, well, make me a bigger offer. And he went from being a sellsword, just a random dude, to, spoiler, becoming the Master of Coin and Lord of Highgarden.
Yes.
So
again,
in Star Wars,
Yosemite Sam.
In Star Wars, that character is Dengar, the cutthroat character who's willing to betray anybody.
Is this the hat guy?
He's the guy that has his head wrapped. Kind of looks like old pictures of Lawrence of Arabia.
Mm. I mean, have you seen any new pictures of Lawrence of Arabia? See what he's up to now?
I don't know. I heard he's still vacationing.
In Arabia? Yeah. kind of a hard place to vacation nowadays.
I don't know where he is, man.
He's dead.
What?
Lawrence
is dead?
Lawrence is dead. Sorry, friend.
Sucks. I don't want to be here anymore.
Well.
Anyway.
He's already here.
Dengar was from Corellia, like Han Solo and Kira. And he operated during the Clone Wars all the way through to Rise of Skywalker, with bounty hunters like Boba Fett, Bosk, Ventress, Suji, Imbo, and there's plenty of others.
Did you die? What's happening over there?
I kind of did, yeah. And many others during the Clone Wars. Uniquely enough, I did not see him operate with Cad Bane or Fennec Shand.
I think it's gone.
Because Fennec is a new is a fairly new character, and Cad Bane always works alone. That was
also a hat guy.
He's also
a hat guy.
He's a cowboy.
All right.
What? He is. Later, he was hired by Darth Vader to find the track and take Han Solo alive, but Boba Fett got to him first.
At least he didn't get shot, like the other guy.
He did get shot down. He got shot down by four Lawman Zuckus during that.
Okay.
Yeah, the two, like, nondescript ones.
What?
Don't worry about it.
When did that happen?
I found you.
You look styling. That's stylish right there.
Merch, right there.
Merch.
Oh.
She's going to sleep.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, after the Empire fell, he joined Imbo and other bounty hunters, including Suji's niece, and did undescript things. And during Rise of Skywalker,
how is he still alive?
He underwent cybernetic surgeries to extend his life to way too long, and also made himself unrecognizable and went by the name of Hrothgar Deng. He looks creepy, I'm not gonna lie.
That sounds like a creepy name.
Did he show up in those movies?
Yeah, he showed up in the, Kijimi? In the Kijimi scenes? Mm-hmm. Whenever they were going through the bar, the cantina, and John Williams also was the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing Sabacc. And I think C-3PO, like, brushed past him, and Dengar was, like, outraged at losing a hand or whatever. That was his appearance in Rise of Skywalker. Okay. Which is also the only time we ever hear him in the movies make a noise.
What noise was that, Aaron? Would you like to do it?
Okay. Slam.
That works.
His equipment includes two different types of rifles. His favorite one is the DLT-19 with a mini grenade launcher attachment for close quarters. A fire blade, which is like a knife, but fire.
Like the sword from Game of Thrones?
No, like minus the iron.
There's no iron in
this. It's just fire.
That makes sense.
I tried to look if it like cut through things like a lightsaber, or if you had to like hold it like a torch. I couldn't find a description.
That makes sense.
But it cuts through butter real nice.
I bet it's terrible at cutting through butter.
I'm pretty sure
it just melts the whole
butter. Yeah, just the entire butter just
melts. Well, then you've got like, butter.
It's not like a blowtorch. It's like a fire. If you pick up
it's just an out-of-control lighter is all it is.
Yeah. It's a lighter that's a little too zealous about it.
When he said it's just fire, I just heard in my head, oh, sweet baby Jesus, there's a fur.
This doesn't sound like it's actually that cool.
I just saw.
What does it do?
It's a knife. I tried to look it up. I couldn't find any information on it.
What is the cutting though? Like, wouldn't it just burn people?
Exactly what I'm saying.
That's what I said. That I was trying to look up, and I couldn't find anything. I checked like all the way through his biographies and stuff, and he never used it. It never said he used it.
Okay, first of all, why does he have a fire knife if he's wearing like a lot of cloth?
He is wearing a ton of cloth.
So a worrying amount of cloth. He's gonna catch himself on fire.
Maybe that's why he doesn't use it.
Maybe.
Anyway, he also has several different. He also has several different type of grenades, including smoke grenades, mostly.
Fire grenades?
I'm sure he does. Depends on the job. His feats include he survived the initial.
How many feats does he have?
Not much. He survived the initial onslaught of.
I was thinking he only had two feats.
He survived the initial onslaught of Darth Maul Savage Opress. He survived the initial onslaught of Darth Maul, Savage Opress.
Can't get a win here.
And Pre Vizsla, whenever they were attacking on Nal Hadda. And he got a dude thrown into him at high speeds by Savage Opress. And he got up immediately after.
He got a man thrown at him.
And he got up.
It's true.
And he got up. He's like, no.
And he wasn't knocked out by a man being curled at him just, like a fastball.
Was he just running away because he's not getting paid enough for that?
No, it was like that thing where the Huds are like, haha, we betrayed you. And then all the bounty hunters like jump onto the table and start like shooting at them. And then it didn't work because they all have lightsabers. Savage like force choked a dude and then threw him at Dengar. Again, like a fastball. And Dengar just got knocked off the table and then got back up.
Well, it's because he can't die. Because he was in the original trilogy, so they can't kill him off.
He's got that plot protection.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was able to sneak up and KO Chewie with a taser. Which feels like it's personal at this point. And then he was able to survive being thrown across the room by Chewie.
A lot of throwing, huh?
There's a lot of throwing.
Wait, was that in the same scene?
That was whenever Chewie woke immediately after he tased Chewie, C-3PO saw him, then he tased C-3PO, and then Han shot him in the back with a stun bolt. And then whenever they all woke up and stuff, he like grabbed a thermal detonator and like threatened to kill them all. You know, like
But he didn't make any noise?
Well, no, it was a comic.
Oh.
And
so he didn't make any noise?
He still said. He's like, arr. Dude, outside of the movies.
He's like Shy Guy.
No. Dude, you know, outside of the movies, Dengar talks a lot. Mm-hmm. He's a talker.
Mm-hmm.
He picked up, like, Leia in the Return of the Jedi. He held up a thermal detonator. He's like, I'll kill us all. And then Chewie picked him up and threw him across
the room. Why did you go with Leia in Return of the Jedi?
The, like, Bausch scene. Where she's, like, showing up with Chewie and it's like, they're not giving her a good deal, and then she just pulls out a thermal detonator. Really?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember this?
I remember Han faking a thermal detonator, but it was actually a rock.
Yeah, he got that from Leia. Leia technically got that from him, but that's a call out to Return of the Jedi.
When did this happen?
Return of the Jedi.
But what?
Remember when Leia showed up in the Bausch costume, like the bounty hunter costume?
Yeah.
That was part of the negotiation when she had Chewie.
That's not a negotiation.
Like, it was like Jabba didn't give her enough money and she was like, make translator noises and then pulled out a grenade. And do you don't remember C-3PO going like, he's holding a thermal detonator and like freaking out and stuff? You for real?
How many times? How many times that last part about C-3PO? How many times do you think C-3PO has freaked out
in
the
Star Wars?
Dude, his life is him freaking out.
Exactly.
He was built on anxiety.
I think it vaguely sounds familiar. It vaguely sounds familiar.
Dude, it's a famous scene.
Move on. How many more feats you got?
Chewie also later in life strangled Dengar, and Dengar survived. And then after
most of his feats, including Chewie.
And then after he survived being strangled, Chewie threw him across the room. For good measure.
He also gets thrown a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Wait, why is that a feat for him?
Because he survived all of it without like serious injury. He's a durable man. He's, as the kids say, built different.
Are you done?
I really hope so.
Not yet. He survived for 60 plus years operating as a bounty hunter, which is something that's really hard to do.
Yeah, and really he's notable. Like, he survives getting thrown. So and it's pretty much really notable there. Thing.
He's also renowned. That was not me.
I didn't do it.
He's also renowned for being really reliable on bounty hunting jobs.
Yeah, because he'll survive.
Well, he'll get the job done, too. Unless another better bounty hunter is there.
I didn't hear any like feats Boba Fett. If I'm actually killing anyone.
No.
So, that's all the feats, but...
It's just him getting thrown, also, or somebody thrown at him.
Yeah.
And him just making this it is, through.
And Legends him was a lot better, but there's not much information on canon him.
Are you done?
He also survived all these years by, once again, by being a cutthroat. He was not hesitant about betraying anybody around him, and he was also an informant to Darth Vader for like a long time. And he's also universally hated among the bounty hunters.
I think he's done.
They all hate him.
I think he's now done.
So he doesn't have any friends.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, Imbo and Suji's niece kind of begrudgingly, like, eh, you're fine.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. I have Mara Jade Skywalker.
Oh, the mom of
Ben.
Ben Skywalker. That's yeah,
and
not.
And the wife of Luke.
Yeah, that's not.
I just realized.
Ben Skywalker that turns into Kylo Ren.
No, that's Ben Solo.
Yeah.
I just realized that. I'll put her on the board. On the big board. Luke Skywalker,
yeah.
His name's in teal. Somebody, we haven't done yet.
Mm.
Ben Skywalker, and Mara Jade Skywalker, if she beats Dengar, will fight Ben Skywalker, who will probably fight Luke Skywalker after that. So
all the Skywalkers are fighting each other. You guys are really bad at playing.
Husband, wife, and son.
We did this how sports do.
Yep, that's seeding right there, babe.
Yeah.
That's seeding.
We did you this professionally.
Sorry. Mara Jade. She was...
We paid people for this. They were us.
I didn't make any money.
No. We paid ourselves.
We spent money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we paid the Walmart employees.
We did not pay them. We paid Walmart.
Anyways, Mara Jade was at first the Emperor's hand, who then became a smuggler, who then became a Jedi Master, and wife of Luke, as before mentioned. Second most powerful force user of her age, and arguably she has a decent chance of being the most powerful, frankly, because she bested Luke Skywalker in flying and he relied on her powers of foresight, saying that they were stronger than his. So she was eventually killed by Jason Solo, and with her dying breath, she threatened him that Luke will destroy him.
Wait, she was killed by her nephew?
Yes.
What is wrong with this family?
So much.
So many things.
But then her death was sent a shockwave throughout the Force that was felt by pretty much everybody. Mm. As only the big deaths can do. Mm. You can see Qui-Gon's death be doing that.
Wait, isn't that what happened with Leia when she died?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's pretty much the same stuff.
All of the Force users left, like, felt it.
Mm. I feel like this is the same, just this time Luke has a kid. Okay, listen.
Let me get there. Let me finish.
Okay.
She ain't need no man.
She had Luke.
She's a very independent woman. She didn't need him. She's an independent woman.
She didn't need him. She wanted him.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Guys.
That's on you. I saw you do it. I did not touch it.
I have not touched the table.
I saw you do it.
It was you.
It's a lie. It was me. She was, according to legend... Oh, we know. According to legend, she was in Jabba's palace when Luke came there to get Han.
So was Dengar. Dengar was also there.
Shut up.
Dengar was also there. He was also there.
I don't know what the point of that is. Oh, okay. They were both in the same room.
Like
I mentioned earlier, she has greater danger sense than Luke. She was actually able to keep a disease that she had from attacking her son, Ben, while he was in the womb. So there's a disease like in her bloodstream, and she used the Force to keep it from attacking her unborn child.
Yeah, that sounds like Star Wars.
That sounds like Legends.
Now, the greatest feat of all, she could levitate through the air using the Force. So she could fly on her own. She could fly on her own.
I believe I can fly.
How does it? It can't get better than that.
It's like Jean Grey.
It can't get better than that.
It can.
It cannot.
It can.
It can't. But yeah, so pretty powerful. So, very, very extremely powerful Force user. Has used a lightsaber before, so she can block the shooties.
Hey, the Inquisitors can't block.
She was the Emperor's hands, which makes her like a step above the Inquisitors. Mm. Which makes her almost, if not above, Darth Vader. Because the Emperor's hand was like his secret apprentice, you know?
Okay.
She was dope. Very powerful. Which just shows you, like, later on when we talk about Jason Solo, how powerful he was that he was able to kill her.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Wait, why are we glorifying her killer?
Because it's I'm only talking about, like, it's an important feat for him in the future because she was so powerful.
Kylo Ren killed Han Solo.
This isn't the moment.
I'm saying, I'm being whoop,
Aaron.
That wasn't me. I knew it was Aaron.
I was you're thinking Ben Solo, we still dark, whatever. Move on. Victoria, do you have any questions?
Yeah.
What classifies hovering as flying?
Jean Grey, if Buzz Lightyear can fly,
then she can fly.
But Buzz Lightyear actually goes places when he flies.
No, he just falls with style. Like,
okay, you know how Magneto...
He has no propulsion. She propels herself.
You know how Jean Grey and Magneto fly? Like, they lift themselves up with their telekinesis?
Yeah.
That's what she does.
Walk that back.
You know how Jean Grey flies by lifting herself with telekinesis?
You know that's not how Magneto does it.
Magneto uses the magnetic fields. Like, he does everything else.
She's basically Jean... Or Doctor Strange, kind of.
Okay, but like,
The cloak makes him fly.
How high off the ground are we talking?
As far as he wants to go.
But that would be not...
How far do you want her to go?
So like, hovering and flying.
Does it matter?
I'm just curious.
Honestly, she's fighting a guy with gun. Whose biggest feat is being thrown.
Hey, if she force pushes
Does
him...
Does it matter?
If she force pushes him, he's going to be just fine.
What if she force pulls him into her lightsaber and we can call it a day?
He's a survivor.
He ain't going to survive
he's
that.
He's really persistent.
Victoria.
Yes.
Make the call.
Oh, yeah. Mara wins.
Mara Jade. She'll be fighting her son in the next round.
Yeah, until she gets stabbed by Jason.
Like
she,
I feel like Ben don't really stand a chance.
Ben.
I don't feel like Ben has a really stands a chance here.
She got stabbed by Jason.
No, it was a drawn out fight. I think she was killed by Jason.
I think we should do Darth Talon versus the second sister.
Which, okay, that's fine. Jason, spelled Jacen.
What?
Yeah.
Why? It's Star Wars, you gotta make the names a little, like, alien.
Why?
Alright, next.
But they left Ben as Ben?
And Luke is Luke.
I mean, it could be spelled Benjamin that was the with
early,
a G.
That was the early Star Wars, where they were just using normal names.
Benjamin with a G.
You're a Benjamin.
With an E. It's like Benjamen.
Just move on.
Which I think would actually be pronounced Ben Gaiman.
You're the bottom team.
Okay. Second sister?
Yeah.
Alright, she is a human female named Trilla. We've talked about her. We've touched on her before.
I have not touched her. No, I have not. Leave me out of that.
I touched her with a lightsaber. Does that count?
No, you have not.
I killed her.
Nihilus.
Or no, I almost killed her.
You represented her.
Second sister?
No.
Trilla.
Treya.
I'm talking about Trilla, my guy.
Dude, you didn't kill her.
I'm not talking about Trilla. Nobody said anything about Treya.
I am talking about Trilla now.
What's happening?
Darth Vader touched her with a lightsaber.
No, he did not.
No, he cut her down.
Anyways.
Avenge us. Then he cut her down.
Anyways. Trilla.
Just with this guy today.
Human female. Former Jedi apprentice to Sierra Junior.
Sierra Junda.
Siri Junior.
Sierra.
As she was captured and tortured by Vader and the Empire and became an Inquisitor.
Wait, I thought she already died.
No, that was Siri Junior.
See, no. Sierra survived too.
No, she's dead.
She dead.
Look at the bracket. She dead.
She dead on here. She dead in canon.
Oh, because she's a sister, so we did talk about her before.
Yes. She's an Inquisitor.
Yes.
She's the second
like
in command.
She's like the main bad guy of that game.
Of Fallen Order.
Yeah. She was working with the sixth or seventh ninth. Sister, ninth, yeah, that one that got like punted
off the tree
for touching a bird.
Yeah,
is what? That the brick one?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. The one that Aaron went off on. He was like, "This one's ridiculously stupid."
You know, I found the Jedi, and then throws the Jedi off a high place because, oh no, Jedi have never survived being thrown off a high place.
So we have Trilla here, Aaron. She's already gone. You don't even have to think about her anymore. Yeah.
This person at least knows how to use Force Suck.
It's not called that. It's Force Drain. Stop calling it that.
She sucks the soul out of you.
That would sound good. Wait, in what context? No, I'm gonna
She like runs at you and like soup with like force speed, like grabs you by the throat and like puts her hand to your face and then like kind of pulls the force out of you.
You eventually defeat her on Nur, where she. You eventually defeat her on Nur, where she kind of like came back to the light side shortly before being slashed by Vader and dying. She is adept in Force Dash, Drain,
Force Suck,
Push and Pull, and she's very good at throwing her lightsaber and controlling her lightsaber. Outside of her hands.
What's her lightsaber called?
A spinny
lightsaber. It's the like Inquisitor lightsaber.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was also one blade, double blade,
very
spin blade,
strong precognition kind of thing. If she was a superhero, it'd be called precognition.
Hmm.
But she was very good at telling the future. Basically,
she also had that one move where she like she was able to jump in midair again. Like there
Make
was
a
that one
jump. Like Mario?
Yeah, she was able to double jump like in the old Lego games.
She's like Mario, dude.
And then like stab down.
Big Mario. She's like Big Mario.
Yeah.
After the mushrooms.
I think you were talking about Mario that had the leaf.
Is not normal Mario not able to double jump?
No.
Was it? I thought Luigi could, so that means Mario could.
Luigi jumps higher.
Luigi got ups.
He does have ups.
Oh, are we not talking about Kitty Cat Mario?
That one.
Furry Mario?
Yeah.
Tanuki Mario just.
Doesn't he glide? He glides.
He glides, yeah, like a flying squirrel.
Yeah, but the leaf one, spins.
The leaf one double jumps. I think he jumps and then double. And the double jump is also present in the Yoshi.
There's a squirrel Mario.
And then you jump and then jump again.
That's Tanuki.
But you, like, kick yourself off. That's Tanuki. Yeah, that's Tanuki. That's Tanuki Mario.
Yeah, he just, like,
yeah.
It's really good when you're up in, like, the levels in the air, like, and the clouds. Yeah, and the stuff.
Winds are going up. They have an updraft.
Hold on now. What the fuck? What did we do? How did we get there? Anyways.
Is that all you
have? That's all I have for Trilla. She actually came back to the light side, so I'm not... I don't hate her.
Right at the end.
What?
I don't hate her.
She came back to the light side at the last moment.
Yeah, and she never defeated she you was also, or killed anybody.
She is one of the only... She is one of two valid Inquisitors.
Yeah, she's actually pretty good at fighting.
Yeah, her and the Grand Inquisitor are like the only two that are actually good at fighting. Mm.
She can't hold a torch to Darth Vader or anything.
That's the entire point of the Inquisitorius.
She is one of the better of the... if not... the best Inquisitor when it comes to swordsmanship, so.
Yeah.
Trilla.
And Force Ability.
Yes, Force Ability strong with this one.
Yes. So, I have Darth Talon, the most sexualized of the Force users. And before any of y'all out there, if any of y'all out there are, like, among the group that argues, like, and it's like, oh, it's a part of her, it's part...
culture?
Her character wasn't a... her character wasn't like sexualized in the plot. Like it was, she was very loyal and stuff. Like okay, but she was very loyal. But did she have to be half naked the entire time doing it?
And how strong?
She wears basically nothing, and there's no reason for it. She's a thirst trap.
I mean, the Jedi Twi'leks barely wore anything too.
Yeah, there's a lot of. There's a lot of discussion about sexualization in Twi'leks, and oftentimes it does come up as part of the plot for a lot of things about, like, the crime underworld and stuff. But yeah, this one, I feel, is unnecessary. So, by the way, I found out why she looks like Darth... her skin and stuff looks like Darth Maul. So, she's a Lethan Twi'lek, which is a very rare subspecies of Twi'lek that their skin is red. Then, she was part of Darth Krayt's One Sith, which Hayden, right before this started, called the New Sith.
Holy Jesus.
She was part of the One Sith, and...
was he alive that long? Was this after...
She was born in 135 ABY.
Wait, right now.
No, she was part of Krayt's One Sith in 137 ABY. She is not, this, which bothered me. I did not know she was part of AVY. I thought she was BBY. I thought she was part of the Old Republic. Yeah. Yeah.
Who did they kill then? Who did Arkan and Thexan kill?
A random Sith that looked a lot like Darth Talon.
They owned that one.
So. Yeah, they stabbed her in the back.
She was no...
Impaled her to the
Whoever
ground.
Whoever that one was, that random Sith, was out and had no chance.
No. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh. But yeah, whenever they went through ritual combat...
What's her name?
Darth Talon. It's no different spelling or anything.
She was slightly different.
Slightly different. Show Victoria.
Yeah, show me.
Thirst trap.
Why is she not wearing clothes?
Exactly. It's not...
Exactly. She apparently weighed 52 kilograms.
How much is that in American? I don't have quick conversions.
115 pounds.
Okay.
Okay, so she's tiny.
Yo! No. Are you going to talk about her apprentice on here?
Maybe, I don't know.
Who's her
Cade Skywalker?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. Whenever they would win in ritual combat, they would get tattoos.
Where did they come from?
That's Luke's, like, grandson or great-grandson or something like that. Luke is dead at this time.
Luke's dead.
No, he's not long dead. It's debated when he died.
Her master apparently killed Luke.
Wait, but so Cade is the grandchild of who? Like, Luke. Is it
Luke.
Jason?
Luke.
And, wait, Luke so and Mara the son Jade. Of
Ben?
Ben, probably.
And his sister? Does Ben have a sister?
I don't... So, I'm not the best person to ask about Legends stuff.
Is he on here?
Yes, and I'm going to talk about her.
Wait, but she's a Sith, so does that mean Cade is a Sith?
Yes.
I'll get into it. Just let me finish her biography first.
Oh, okay. Stop ruining things.
So, she first showed up in Legacy 1 Broken, Part 1, in 2006. She was part of Darth Krayt's One Sith. She was trained by Darth Rion, which Hayden just pulled up, another Twi'lek, and as her final test, Darth Krayt ordered her to execute her old master, which she did without hesitation. Oh. That loyalty inspired Darth Krayt to make her his hand.
Sith are hardcore, dude.
Yeah. It's also called the One Sith because it's super bureaucratic. And Krayt is, like, undisputedly the leader.
You gotta love bureaucracy, right?
Yeah. And the other hand of Krayt was a guy named Darth Nihl. N-I-H-L. Take Nihilus, take out an I, take out the U and an S, and then you got Nihl. Also means nothing.
Well, Nihl does mean
none. Yeah, it's like, add an H into that Nihl. She eventually captured and indoctrinated the Jedi and grandson, or great-grandson, of Luke Skywalker, Cade Skywalker, and took him as her apprentice until he was able to escape and became a Jedi once again.
So he was a Jedi. I mean, he was a Sith against his will.
Yeah, pretty much.
That makes a lot more sense.
He helped Krayt stop an internal uprising and killed Darth Wirlock's Wirlock's followers with Darth Nihl. And after Krayt died in the Battle of Coruscant, she went into hiding, and her fate is unknown. So
she's kind of a random Sith, then,
but a randomly good Sith. Give me a moment. She is Form 4, very acrobatic, but she also possibly knows some Form 2. She has a single red lightsaber. She has all of the Sith powers, including lightning. But she's also adept at force concealment, making herself, like, invisible.
There was somebody else we talked about. Ben Solo.
Yeah.
And Jason Solo.
And,
or Ben Skywalker and Jason Solo.
She could also interrogate you mentally with a red orb. I didn't see much information explaining that process, but she did that.
Don't touch me with that thing.
So, like, in the final showdown of, like, Darth Wirlock versus Darth Krayt, basically Krayt fought Wirlock, and then all of Wirlock's followers, which is, like, an uprising of the Sith, there's a ton of them, were all killed by Talon and Nihl. So she killed several Sith at once.
Yes, but...
She also killed two Jedi at once. In one fight.
Do you remember what Bexen did, or Arcan did, with entire armies of Sith?
We're talking about the second sister, Hayden.
I understand. I'm just saying that a large number of Sith, when there is a large number of Sith, ain't nothing.
She beat both of those. She beat two renowned Jedi at the simultaneously, and she also disarmed a notable Imperial Knight, which is basically like a neutral knight. They're not loyal to anything except the Emperor. And then she killed her with Force lightning.
Meanwhile, Obi-Wan is only loyal to democracy.
My allegiance is to the Republic.
To democracy.
Anyway, she pushed a Jedi Master into the ground so hard he took months to recover. Even with Bacta, which is like...
An Bacta tank?
Yeah, which you remember what happened?
She broke him?
Basically, yeah, she broke him like Bane broke Batman.
He is broken.
Yeah. She was also able to sense Krayt's life force and like somehow able to wake him up from like a force stasis with force lightning. It's convoluted.
She shocked him all up. Basically. She woke him up by shocking him.
Like a defibrillator. Like, if you were just taking a nap, then someone just put a defibrillator on your chest.
Oh. Ow.
That would hurt.
Why?
She was also able to tail a fleeing princess for an undisclosed distance while remaining practically imperceivable. Mm. Don't even say anything. Mm.
I don't think so.
Mm. Mm. Do you have a verdict?
Yeah. Mm. Mm. The seventh sister.
She's not even here. We're not talking about her.
Yeah, no. That lady.
That lady.
No.
Good job, Aaron. That lady won.
Let's go to the other Inquisitor.
Wait, who's she fighting? Stellan Geos.
Ooh, that's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah. Her name is Darth
Talon.
Talon, yes.
And then the winner of that one, Palpatine. Palpatine awaits the winner of...
Dude, he's going to vitiate in Bola Repul.
No, wait, not Bola Repul. Kiadi Mundi.
Kiadi Mundi, yeah.
Sorry.
So, Grand Inquisitor versus Evan Peel. Or Evan Peel.
Evan.
Keenan
Who's the...
You're the bottom seed.
I'm again. The bottom seed.
Yay.
So exciting.
I have Evan.
How's it spelled?
Even.
It's spelled like even.
But I like Evan.
I think it's even.
He is a Lannic Jedi Council member. High Council. We're talking up there. This is the Yoda dude. The Wait, white Russian Yoda guy.
If he's up there, then why is he the bottom seed?
Continue.
He was captured by separatists.
Ew, that's not Yoda.
Along with his, like, commander, Tarkin, who might sound familiar to those of you older Star Wars fans, because Tarkin's a Class A douchebag.
Yeah.
Big dick.
No.
He is massive dick.
Well,
in a bad way. Like, he's just... He is a dick. Okay.
Where's a science picture? Dude, there are no pictures.
What are you looking up?
I was looking up to get a scale of how tall Evan Peel was.
Remember, he was a smaller banana.
Him next to Yoda was up there.
Yeah, they're kind of the same. I think Evan's he's a little bit taller.
Yeah, he's a little bit taller.
He was tortured for the Nexus Root information, but he never gave it up. He was then rescued by Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Ahsoka.
He was also sent to the Citadel, which is a place made
inescapable prison.
It's an inescapable prison made to torture also and break Jedi.
In South Carolina.
What? He went to college in South Carolina?
Yep. Yeah. He went to UC, but he took his graduate at Citadel.
Oh, okay.
Or SC. SC.
Get it right.
Died during the escape, but then I told Ahsoka the information.
He was
the Nexus
wolf
by an Anubis, which is a big wolf thing.
With a large protruding spike on their bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's he not a fun way to go.
He was renowned as extremely brave
this is that
and always willing to jump into a fight. But this came from Tarkin, just to show you how much of a D-bag this guy is. Mm. This is after this man's dead.
Like, he's speaking ill of the dead.
Yeah, this guy is dead. And Tarkin's like, well, he's all, like, good, and he's brave, and loyal, and very respectable, but he's a bad tactician.
What?
Tarkin said he was a bad tactician.
Because Tarkin will not... If there's any...
Nobody's
there's
worse,
any
or nobody's
silence,
better than Tarkin.
If there's any silence where nobody, just nobody says anything, Tarkin's gonna take that moment to say, like, ha, Jedi suck!
Tarkin sucks.
I am the best.
In general, Tarkin's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, that's pretty much even Peel.
Yeah, there's not much information.
Tarkin's. Pretty much all you need to know is that Tarkin sucks.
What about even Peel's fighting ability?
He's alright.
Alright.
Apparently he was very good at, with a lightsaber.
Destroyed several crab droids.
Very strong swordsman.
Mm. I have the Grand Inquisitor, the leader of all of the Inquisitors. His name is not... it's in the name. His name is not actually revealed. He first showed up whenever in Ahsoka's trial in The Wrong Jedi, because he was one of the guards that escorted Barriss into the proceeding and all that. But in all reality, he first showed up in the Rebels episode, Spark of Rebellion, the first episode of the series. So, he was...
Is he the one that flew away on the lightsaber?
No. That was the 7th and whatever that other guy was. And the 8th brother as well. This was, it wasn't established with the Grand Inquisitor.
Gotcha.
He never needed to. He was a temple guard at the, you know, the Grand Temple. And he was present at Ahsoka and Barriss's trial. When the Order... When the Jedi Purge started, he turned on his fellow guardsmen and then murdered all of them and let the 501st into the temple. And then he joined Vader as the first Inquisitor.
Stand-up guy.
Yeah, great morality. Later on, he was tasked with hunting Kanan and Ezra and had multiple interactions with them. Eventually, he was beat by Kanan, and instead of like giving up and joining Kanan and all that and facing consequences, he was afraid of what Darth Vader would do to him and committed and like let go into an exploding reaction chamber thing. Okay. Basically, he said that he would rather die and then face Vader.
Not surprised.
So you thought Vader was done with him. First, Yoda used a vision of him to send to Kanan and Ezra, and he actually knighted Ezra as his temple guard version.
Okay.
But then Vader harnessed his spirit from the undead and then sent that spirit to a Jedi outpost to guard it from any Jedi that wanted to go back there. Years later, Luke Skywalker, who just got his hand cut off and was looking for a new lightsaber, went to this Jedi outpost looking for any quick finds.
He's looking for some loot.
Looking for, yeah. Went into that temple and where the Grand Inquisitor's like spirit was, and then they had a short duel and he lost. And Luke got a lightsaber. And then Vader showed up later and was just like, "What are you doing?" And the Inquisitor's like, "I don't care.
I'm dead.
How long are you going to keep me here?" And Vader's like, "I'm not going to release you." And then walked away. And it's, he never did. So it's likely the Grand Inquisitor's like soul is still infesting that random
outpost. Well, I don't know, because Vader's dead.
Well, so. Yeah, but I don't think it goes like that.
Yeah, kind of seems.
Why not?
I don't think he does.
The spell is over. He did.
I'm hoping it does.
That would be nice if it did.
Anyway, he, as for lightsaber form, he is trained in all 7 lightsaber forms, and he is especially trained to counter all 7 lightsaber forms, but he mostly uses Form 2, a lot like Count Dooku. He has the Inquisitor lightsaber. Standard Force user Inquisitor powers, but he's also adept at a mind probe, like Kylo Ren did to Poe Dameron and tried to do to Rey. And like Maul also knew how to do this and did it to clone Jesse. May he rest in peace. He's also the only Inquisitor that has shown that he can block lightsaber bolts. Reliably, because all other Inquisitors just turn on the spinny thing and let that block for them. Instead, he doesn't like to do that, he just blocked it normally. He also, just randomly, nice thing, he has sensitive ears. And so, like, he wears, he has, like, a cover, like, his species has sensitive ears. So his helmet, like, covers his, like, neck and goes up to his ears so that it, like, dulls the sounds and stuff. Mm. Like Spider-Man's eyes. After fighting Kanan for a couple seconds, he was able to find out exactly what form Kanan was using and where he got it from. His master, basically. He knew it, and he showed that he knew everybody's form that were in the original Jedi Order, and like all of the masters and stuff. Mm-hmm. He knew how they fought. He was able to fight Kanan and another lightsaber wielder at the same time and killed the other lightsaber wielder. Though it is notable, this guy did not know how to use the Force. He just had a lightsaber.
He was able to kill a rando with a lightsaber.
Yeah. He can kill.
Did he ever kill a Jedi?
Yes. He beat Jocasta Nu in combat and was saved from killing her by Vader. And then he held his own against Vader for a substantial period of time, and then Vader was like, I'm just warming my armor up. That's a quote. And then he, like, put Grand Inquisitor down. He was able to kill several blaster-resistant creatures just by either force-pushing them or just, like, a single slash of a lightsaber. And he just kept walking forward like this didn't bother him. He's very good at acting like things don't bother him. Like, this is all too easy.
These people should start using words more.
He's hot.
No. They like words would bother him. Just like start like verbally berating.
Like Obi-Wan?
Yes. Just like putting him down like with the words and stuff, you know? I think that's what we should try next.
He's notably stronger than...
You ever been verbally berated by a Russian?
I hope not.
A short Russian with large ears?
I hope not.
It's hard to get past that, dude.
I can't take being verbally berated, period.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's notably stronger than Kanan, who has been a seasoned warrior basically his entire life, and is notably fairly strong. Strong enough to, like... be able to do tasks with Zeb, who was basically as strong as a Wookiee. And he, like, was able to, like, outpush Kanan. Like, physically, like, not with the Force. Ezra's, like, stun bolts from Ezra's, like, slingshot did not faze him. It's unknown if these had the same strength as other stun bolts, but they seem to. Because they just not... they KO people, like, with one shot. He was standing next to a TIE fighter, and they shot the TIE fighter, and the TIE fighter blew up. And the stormtrooper was standing right next to him, died.
Okay.
And he didn't even fall down. He just kind of stood there.
Okay.
Yeah. He also knocked out Kanan with a force push, which is notably difficult. To do it to Force users, because they have a Force aura. It makes it, like, harder than pushing Dengar, which is already hard enough. He was able to fully operate torture devices using the Force, so he has finesse, which also seems unnecessary. This feels extra.
You could just reach over a little bit and
but no.
Flip the switch, but no,
you gotta do. He doesn't even point his hand at the switches. He just points this at the machines, and then the machines do it. This is extra. He was able to use the mind prone to stimulate pain in Kanan, and was able to break Kanan.
You did?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, that's all fine and dandy. Who was the one Jedi he defeated?
He was able to defeat Jocasta Nu.
Okay. Was Jocasta Nu on the Jedi High Council?
I think so for a time, but she stepped down.
Was she renowned for her lightsaber ability?
Surprisingly, actually. She was able to fight Vader by alone in another case.
Was she entrusted?
With a great responsibility.
With a great responsibility.
She was in charge of the library.
So no.
And in charge of all of the holocrons.
So no.
She was in charge of all of the Jedi information.
Okay. Well.
To the Jedi, that's a very sacred thing.
Even over here, was not your run-of-the-mill Jedi by any stretch of the imagination. We're talking about a small, nimble guy who definitely was a Form 4 user. Alright? Which is... that's the acrobatic sporadic one. They'd be crazy.
They'd be crazy.
They'd be crazy right now. Okay.
They jump and around all over.
Who place. Has stronger force powers than just the booty. Alright. He's on the council for a reason. My man like is on the council for his lightsaber ability. Okay? That's no slouch.
So the Grand Inquisitor, having been a temple guard, had a lot of... and he was temple guards normally would go in and out for like a month. It was like a, if you wanted to be off of the war front for a time, you would just go and be in a temple guard. He was a full-time temple guard. Like, he didn't do anything else. But being that he had a lot of access to the Jedi archives, and he knows them better than almost anybody, and not almost anybody being Jocasta knew. And that being said, he knew all of the fighting styles of the Grand Masters, and him being on the High Council, he would have known his fight, how he fought, and given his training, he would have known how to counter it. So, when doing research, like with Kanan, it was kind of a weird research because he had to do like Debba Balaba, but Kanan's also been like learning on the go without any formal training for a long time. He literally has this man's like Spotify history up.
Aaron, if the Grand Inquisitor was strong enough to be a Jedi,
yes,
he would be a Jedi.
He was a Jedi.
He was a Temple Guard.
Yeah, the Temple Guard are Jedi. It's yeah, like it's a temporary not. Posting that.
Did you see Evan Peele as a Temple Guard?
Okay, the Temple Guard was typically a voluntary assignment. You never see like people in the High Council because that would mean they have to give up their council seat to go join the Temple Guard. He made a career out of being the Temple Guard, which means that he couldn't be on the High Council.
Okay, that's all fine and dandy, okay? But we're talking about a man on the Jedi High Council.
Versus like a guy with Temple Guard. With
years and decades of experience in both force manipulation and lightsaber combat. Okay? And he's even known, like, the reason he's on the High Council is for his lightsaber combat. Well, okay. You have here is a guy who knows enough lightsaber form to get by.
No,
that's against not the other now. To kill the other.
That is not
dudes. The other he's guards a mass, and stuff.
Dude, he's trained in all of them. He's not enough to get by. He is like trained in
mastered
of all of them.
All of the Jedi High Councils have been trained.
But not in all of them. Not in all of them.
They have been trained in all of them, and then they just chose which one to use.
Dude, they train. They learned the first one, and then they trained in the other one. And then they trained in their specialty.
He
learned
master.
All of the specialties.
Okay, yeah, but if you know all of them, you're not going to be a master in one of them.
He is a master
in this. He would be the master if Yoda didn't exist.
He's a master in form, actually, yeah. He's a master in form two, which is made for dueling.
Yes.
Which is specifically designed for dueling. And he knows the weakness of form four. Which, by the way, what is the weakness of form four? It has a really clear one. It's what happened to Qui-Gon. It has no defense.
So?
He's jumping around. He's a hard to hit. That has no defense. That has a very, very clear weakness. It'll be really easy for him to figure out how to defeat Evan Peele. Because it's like if he went to college and got a bachelor degree and everything.
Yeah,
and he's got a master's degree in one thing.
No. He's got a doctoral degree in one thing. He's the one that teaches people how to use a lightsaber, my guy. Are you kidding me right now?
But it's
this is not a contest.
It's the question of which one is more useful. A man who has a doctorate in one thing versus a man who has a bachelor in everything.
You know the answer to
that. It's probably the bachelor.
No, it is not.
Because he's the well-rounded one.
Who teaches the man who has a bachelor's degree? It's a guy with a doctoral degree. He's the teacher, and this guy is the student.
Except he's known
every. He did not fight any of the Jedi High Council when he was at the.
Fought Jocasta Nu, who was part of the High Council for a short time, respected by the entire High Council.
Yes, respected
enough to hold one.
Yes,
must to hold the most sacred information.
That's fine
that they held.
But she was old
and very powerful.
She was very powerful
and able to
1v1
Vader.
He did not kill her, did he?
Okay, I saw it through. His blade was like this far from her face, and what stopped him from making that final thing? She was going to die. She was disarmed on the floor, and he was going to kill her. What stopped him was Vader. Because Vader didn't want her to die yet. So he would have killed Jocasta Nu. In a straight, even one-on-one fight.
When was this fight?
It was shortly after Order 66.
Okay.
Like a few months after. This man also was not alive at that point, so this makes this a bit more difficult.
Yes, he was not alive. He got killed by like a wolf thing.
After fighting several.
After saving everybody else's life,
I'm not detracting from his death. His death was a very valorous, honorable thing. I'm not detracting from that.
It was a noble death.
Yeah. This man is the
doctoral degree in lightsaber combat.
This man is the researcher. He knows every
form. Who's in charge of the researcher?
He knows every form.
Who's in charge of the researcher?
Shut up. He knows every form. Actually, Vader. he knows every form.
He was in charge of Vader. And he was in charge of Anakin. He was above Anakin.
Dude, you could make the argument that Terra Sanube was in charge of Vader.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, he wasn't Vader yet. He was Anakin Skywalker at the time. You know as well as I do that there's a big difference in that.
It's Anakin like a year before.
It's still a major difference. Before. You know there's still a major difference in that. This is the researcher. He knows. He's basically the me. He knows all of the forms. He knows all of the ways to counteract the form. He knows how the highest people in the Jedi Order fought. He knows how to fight and how to counter them.
Because you know something doesn't mean you know how to implement it.
He also
knowing something and using something are different.
You also know just how the Inquisitors Inquisitors train too, right? They fight each other, Purge Troopers, and Darth Vader all of the time.
Purge Troopers, you forbid. You don't bring Purge Troopers into this.
They're better than Magna Guards. that should be their slogan.
Is the doctor? All right, you're looking at a researcher. All right,
he has to
take. This is a one-on-one, one-time-only fight. Okay, he has to take all of the information he learned about Even Peele, who by the time that he was actually reaching the peak of his like knowledge and power was dead. Right, so he may not have even studied him very well. Because if you're going to look at a Form 4 person, who are you going to look at?
He did not.
Who are you going to look at? If you're going to look at Yoda, right? You're going to watch Yoda fight, all right? But you're never going to get the opportunity to fight Yoda, so you don't know how you're actually.
What was Deppa Balaba's lightsaber form? Form 7, and also she used Form 3 in close quarters. That was the thing he told Kanan. If you're going to study Form 7, who are you going to look up? Are you going to look at Deppa Balaba? No, you're going to look up Mace Windu.
Exactly.
Look up Form 3, you're going to look at Obi-Wan Kenobi. He showed that he looked up not just the epitome of it, but he looked up every master. And he looked up, and he knew just off of the top of his head about Deppa Balaba, who arguably is lower in status than even Peele, because she never got to the High Council.
Okay, did he defeat Deppa
Balaba? So he knew, yes. When he never fought Deppa Balaba, but he knew Deppa Balaba's moves and how to counteract it. That's why he was so dominant against Kanan and Ezra, and unstoppable for such a long time. Until Kanan went through plot development.
Were either of those on like High Council level Jedi?
High Council level Jedi?
At the beginning, when they first fought, were either of those guys High Council level?
The highest level Jedi he fought was again Jocasta Nu.
He never fought somebody on the High Council when they were on the High Council. This is the peak. He's at the peak right here.
He never fought a Sith.
He's not a Sith. Inquisitors are not Sith.
If you're
going to
make that argument, if you're going to make an argument, then he never fought somebody else with a lightsaber.
As far as we know, yeah. He may have fought...
As far as we know, yeah.
He could have fought Grievous.
He could have fought another... He could have fought plenty of other Jedi. There were still High Council members out there. We don't know what happened to them. He could
Vader
have fought
happened.
Them.
We know what happened.
Dude, you saw that there was whenever Eeth Koth died, you saw that there were other members of the High Council, like Oppa Rensis, that were still out there. But they never show up again. Maybe. We don't know. Maybe the Grand Inquisitor killed them.
No. There's no way.
I'm interceding this. Victoria, do you have any questions?
No.
Do you have a winner?
I I'm gonna go with the Grand Inquisitor.
Oh, come on! Why?
Because Aaron is gonna fight me to the end of day if I choose.
No, but like, who do you think would win? A guy on the High Council or some temple guard?
The guy who knows how to beat him. the lead temple guard, too.
I just want to go to sleep.
Okay, wait, hold on. This guy is a general in the army. You're gonna pull the...
Oh, he outranks him.
Your guy is a Marine guarding the White House. Okay? Who would you take in a fight? The general with years of fighting experience?
The general, probably.
He would take the general! This is the general!
No, I'm saying... Oh, you're... Okay.
This is the general. You're the Marine.
No,
dude.
I'd rather fight the general.
Oh, my God!
The general's
been... You're wrong! You're wrong! And you made a mistake.
Dude, he knows how... He knows his moveset. He knows what moves he'll
move
make.
Move on.
Okay. Who's next?
We have one more. Darth Vindigan versus Addy Gallia.
Don't touch me.
I have Gallia, so I'll go first. I have Addy Gallia. First showed up in The Phantom Menace alongside somebody that was in the last matchup. She's Thalothian. And she is actually a cousin of another High Council member named Stas Ali. She was born to a high-ranking family on Coruscant. And both her and her cousin became Jedi. And then they were both moved up to the High Council. Her cousin was moved up to the High Council after she died. She fought as a general in the Clone Wars and fought alongside Kenobi several times. And in one notable instance, she helped rescue Eeth Koth from General Grievous. And she was eventually killed when her and Obi-Wan went to counter Savage and Maul. And in the ensuing fight, Savage killed her. Basically, to get this out of the way, she includes a lot of acrobatics and like martial arts into her fighting and stuff. So during the fight, she naturally just tried to knee him in the stomach to break his guard. But since the man is 7'4 and 400 pounds of pure muscle, it didn't do anything. And then in that initial moment of surprise, he used that to throw her against like an engine as hard as he could. And then he put his head down and headbutted her with the spikes on top of his head. Like impaled her there. And then she fell to the ground and impaled her with his lightsaber. And then Obi-Wan took her lightsaber and later on cut Savage's arm off. It was a very brutal death. Like, that was when Clone Wars was getting the most brutal.
Sounds brutal.
Yeah. She is, despite her size, she is a user of Form 5, which is very offensive and using your own strength. She has a blue lightsaber. All the Jedi abilities. She fought Grievous several times. The second time, while in a firefight in a confined corridor, so actively dodging lasers, blaster shots and all that. She was able to... Once they brought it up, I was like... This is... Actually, think about how strong one has to be, physically has to be for this. She was able to hold onto a rope that was being sucked into the vacuum of space. And on that rope was Obi-Wan Kenobi, Commander Cody, and another clone trooper that is unnamed and totally awesome. And all three of them were climbing up the rope away from the vacuum of space. And she was the only person holding it. She was holding it like she was Spider-Man. I'm not sure what that has to do with this fight, but that is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous amount of strength. I really wanted to say that. So, she survived being kicked by Grievous and flying several feet. In the shot, she just zoom.
Someone else surviving.
Being thrown. Yeah. I mean, at that point, a normal person would die.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was able to recover from Dooku's lightning very shortly. Whenever she was fighting Savage, she fought very up close and personal. And instead of blocking him, she actually used her small stature and her acrobatic ability to dodge all of his attacks up until she tried to knee him. And then everything fell apart like a house of cards.
Makes sense.
And with Kenobi, she was able to hold the castle from falling apart until it got struck by a lightning from a big man. This comic was really confusing to me. But she was able to, with Kenobi, she was able to keep a castle from falling apart.
That's great. That was your last feat. Okay, move on. Yeah.
Alright,
that's all I have.
Darth Vindican. He was a pureblood Sith Lord. And Darth Malgus's master. Over Korriban, the homeworld Sith. He engaged with Sotele Shan and her master, Khaosan Darak, where he was stabbed in the stomach by Khaosan Darak during a two-on-one with Malgus and him on one side and Darak on the other. He failed to realize that Darak's closed two-bladed lightsaber hilt was pointed at him, and then Darak opened it and stabbed him in the stomach. He was not dead yet, though.
It's an unfortunate thing.
Malgus continued the fight, killed Darak, and then later found Vindican looking out over Korriban as the Sith were taking it. Malgus says, "Welcome home, failure." Cuts his head off. He had the use of Force Lightning and was an aggressive fighter with his two-blade lightsaber, ultimately not strong enough to overcome Khaosan Darak, the Jedi Battlemaster, in a two-on-one with Darth Malgus.
Is that all you have?
Yeah.
Before we go on into like arguments about this, I just realized both these people died because they forgot something really fundamental.
Yes.
Don't knee the 7-4 man and expect him to break his stance.
Look out for a two-bladed lightsaber, dumbass. You have a two-bladed lightsaber yourself.
Yeah. Maybe this guy...
You know how it works.
This guy fought me with three blades, and now he's fighting me with two.
Where'd that other one?
See, yeah, these Where'd people died from really fundamental things.
Oh, it's in my chest now. I will die. But only after I let my apprentice defeat this man.
It's dramatic. Cinematic.
This was young Malgus. This is Malgus with Jaw.
Yeah.
Okay? And he's his apprentice, Vindican's apprentice, and then Malgus defeats Darak one-on-one when Darak still has three lightsabers. Malgus has one.
No, he took his master's lightsaber too. It was two blades on two blades.
Okay, so still though, it wasn't even his lightsaber. Vindican, you suck! Malgus told you so.
He lost in a 2v1.
Malgus, no, it's not. He's the one that lost in the 2v1. He's he is the Qui-Gon Jinn of the Sith. Okay? He's a master. He is respected. He is a full-blood Sith.
Yeah.
He gets murked by a dude doing an obvious move. Wake up! That starts many. Questions?
Yeah.
Where were they going?
Korriban.
Okay. Homeworld of the Sith. The Sith were taking it back from
the Republic. The Sith species.
Because
They were originally
species. Like red-skinned kind of...
Was Darth Malgus killing him? Because that's like a Sith thing to do.
Because he was like weak.
He was not... Yeah, he was weak,
so he's like, no...
He's like, you're dumb. And they cut it.
I think what he said was, you're done.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, that's him. And that's what the Sith species look like.
You're done. Cuts his head off.
He also had a helmet that he sometimes wore.
Oh, I thought that was his head being cut off.
No.
Oh,
there's a video of that, too.
And there's, like, it's caught in 4K.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, that's Darth Vindican. He the Qui-Gon Jinn of Sith.
Is that your lady?
Yeah,
how did she die?
Think of, like, Obi-Wan. Savage Opress. She was, like, dodging all of his attacks, and then she tried to, like, knee him in, like, the side to, like, break his stance. But
it was, like, punching a brick wall.
Yeah, it was, like, kneeing a brick wall, and she was, like, caught off guard for a sec by the fact that he didn't move, and he used that to throw her against, like, a wreckage. And then, like, bent his head down, rammed her against the wreckage again with, like, the spikes on his head, like, impaling her in the stomach. And then when she, fell on the ground because she just got, like, disemboweled, he stabbed her in the back, paled her with his lightsaber.
Like, through the back and then out the front.
While Kenobi was watching.
Wait, what was he doing?
While Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
He was fighting Maul.
So he was distracted.
Yeah,
okay.
He didn't have...
Which, Obi-Wan took on both Savage and Darth Maul at the same time with one lightsaber.
With two lightsabers. He picked a bodyguard.
It's two versus four. Okay.
This is... Obi-Wan... Dude, there's a lot of similarities between Darth Vindican and Adnigalia here. When both of them died, the other person with them took up their lightsaber and then won the fight.
Yes.
That's true.
There's a lot of parallels that are worrying to me about this.
Vindican.
I don't feel like they're doing a great job.
They're both, like, extremely strong characters, too, in their own right. He is Sith Master.
They're very respected people. She was tasked with going up against General Grievous.
Yeah.
So she was paired with
basically,
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You want to talk about size. Vindican is a full-grown Sith, so he's above 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a thick guy. He's a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if that comes into play.
She did fight Grievous several times.
Yeah, but Grievous is just a robot.
Well, a robot that's bigger than him.
I don't know how long. They're probably not even. You can't even look up how big he is.
How big Grievous is?
No.
How big Vindican is?
Vindican is.
Yeah. Dude, it's Wikipedia.
No way, dude. He was only in that one scene.
It's Wikipedia.
He was in that one scene.
Dude. That was the only scene?
Yes!
How
him
many
dying.
Scenes was she in?
A few. She was in Phantom Menace, and then she was in several Clone Wars episodes.
Yeah.
And
so
also Attack
has,
of the Clones. She was also present at the Geonosian arena, and was one of the Jedi to survive the arena.
Let's see if I can... That's a dog, that's fine.
Oh. No, you cannot see how tall he is.
I'm trying to look at... I can't even find how big, like, Siths are.
Adigalia is... Anywhere between one place. She's around 5'10". Adigalia is around 5'10".
Oh, so she's a tall lady.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I found like a whole thing that says, it's like a Tumblr, that says comparative biology of pure blood Sith. So give me a second.
Someone put like a thesis out on that.
So give me a second.
Okay, so he's around the same height as Malgus, right?
200 centimeters on average.
Okay.
So that's like 6'6".
Yeah.
So he's like 6'6".
He's still about the size of Savage Opress.
Kind of a muscular guy. You know, so... He's older. He's wizened.
He's like... Savage Opress is still like 7'4". And he's still bigger than him. And he's like... He's notably able to take a lot of damage and not move.
He's also like 300 pounds. So he's like 6'6", 300 pounds.
How old was the guy that killed her?
Savage?
Savage. He was pretty young. He hadn't even been a Sith that long.
He was in his 20s, but he was also Mother Talzin. The it enhanced him with like some dark side Captain America serum that made him go from like 6'2".
It made his horns bigger too.
Yeah, it like 6'2", two maybe like 220 to being like 6'4" and 400.
So
and, like
yeah, all muscle.
Yeah, and like made his horns like 3 inches long at least.
Yeah, but I think on size, Vindican's a little bit shorter, but he's not that much lighter.
He's taller
comparatively.
Than
him. Okay, he's taller than him, but he's like 100 pounds lighter.
Savage is taller than him.
How tall is Savage?
7'4".
Oh yeah. The Vindican's like 6'6".
But physicality-wise, Savage Opress is much, much more physically adept than Darth Vindican.
Yeah. The Vindican has stronger force powers, almost certainly, than Savage Opress does.
Yeah. Savage just has anger.
Anger.
And Darth Maul as a teacher, which is notably a bad teacher.
I don't know if this means anything for his force power and, like, his connection to the force, but Vindican is a pureblood Sith.
That sounds really pretentious.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. This, I don't... I'm going to say that's a no-go.
Okay. Victoria?
Yes?
Have you reached the thingy?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you said... She said she reached it.
Yeah, I did, and then I forgot their names.
Audie Gallia, mm-hmm. Darth Vindican.
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's not Darth Vindican.
Dang it. I hate this.
Gallia. Yes.
That is my verdict.
I'm pulling ahead.
Aaron is pulling ahead.
Yeah, I'm 2 wins ahead of Hayden.
Yeah. You're losing.
Yeah. Gonna make it up.
Yeah. Do better research.
The Evan Peel one? That's ridiculous, okay? You were just flat wrong.
Get better character.
You were flat wrong.
So we'll see y'all next
week. I'm not flat. That is so rude.
So next,
but you are wrong. You admit that.
So next episode, we will be talking about Darth Plagueis versus Pong Krell, Cad Bane versus Reeth Sylas, Bo-Katan versus Jocasta Nu, and Bosk versus Depa Balaba.
Woo, Depa Balaba.
Hayden, do the extra.
Bye.
Okay, well, hit us up on the socials. Comment, like, subscribe, all that stuff. Share it with your friends.
Share it with your family.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next time.
Catch you next time.
Hayden, say bye again.
Bye.
Okay, we're good. That's it.